It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 1065. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I'm George Williams, your host, and I'm so glad to be back behind the mic on this rainy Tuesday night. Well, folks, our number here is 251-343-0106. You can also send us a text at that number, okay? Or you can call in, whichever you prefer. We are here, folks. We are here. It's a very important time, especially when you look at what's happening in Georgia and you look at this past election that we had earlier this month. And folks, let me tell you, there are some irregularities during that election. And we'll probably go over a few of those with you. But let's be aware that it was not a complete non-problemic election. Let me tell you that. All right, we're going to start off with Dick Morris right now, folks, and then we'll talk about what Dick will tell you during this segment, okay? Here we go, Dick Morris.
The Democrats have completely redefined the notion of what it is to vote. And we have to learn how they have changed the act of voting in order to continue to win elections against them. We Republicans see voting as something you do on election day, cast your ballot and go home. The Democrats see it as a 2-month-long process where early votes are tabulated, people can vote whenever they want, and they can mail it in, they can send in absentee ballots, and they can harvest ballots. They can send volunteers door to door with a ballot box, a ballpoint pen, and a pad of ballots and have you vote right there. Republicans have focused on the potential for fraud in this and yelled that the election is stolen. Well, to a great extent, it was and is, but to a great extent, it's just plain lost because they're better at this than we are. They understand the importance of early voting, and we do not. In Pennsylvania, for example, Fetterman entered Election Day with 700,000 votes, while Oz had only 100,000 on Election Day. And that was a 600,000 vote deficit to make up on Election Day, and that proved almost impossible. And what the Democrats are doing is by getting their voters to come out early and understanding that ours will wait until Election Day, they screw things up on Election Day, not by fraud, but they run out of ink, the printer jams, the lines are too long, and people look at the lines and they turn around and go home. And that really is how the Republican vote is being suppressed by being crowded into Election Day and people going home. The lines are longer in part because the population is bigger and the turnout is bigger. We have 30% more voters participating in elections these days than we did even 10 and 20 years ago. So we have got to change with the times. We have got to understand the art of voting in the way the Democrats have, not to cheat, not to steal, but number one, to get our people to vote early. And number two, to get them to vote by things other than going in person to the ballot box. And number three, to emphasize each day as a separate election. We should literally have our commentators and news people say today's Tuesday and 2 million people voted today and 1.2 million were Republicans, 800,000 were Democrats. Yay, we won today by 400,000 votes. Let's see what tomorrow brings and look at each day's vote total to understand who won that day and then who won that week and then who won that month and then finally who won that election. That's the way we need to do it.
All right, folks, that was Dick Morris. And we'll talk about that, okay? I hope you understand what Dick is saying. The Democrats out there, they know the system. And they're going to get their person in office by hook or by crook. And most of the time, in my opinion, it's about crook, okay, folks? And what Dick is saying is, and this was my thought also prior to this last election. I saw it, and I talked to people who were involved, and I talked to people who were victims, okay? What the Democrats do, they go out and they vote in states that have early election, okay? Republicans, we are so oriented into voting on election day, right? Now, if you have, let's say, a month before the regular election date and they open it up for early voting, you never, folks, never hear of problems with the machines and the lines, et cetera, et cetera. You can go in there and you can vote. You can vote, and it doesn't take you long. But when you vote on election day, like we Republicans oriented our voters to do, inevitably there are problems all over the place, especially in the urban communities, okay? And this machine broke down. This machine will not take the ballot cards. This machine breaks down. We've got to stop for this reason. Folks, that is, in my opinion again, that is being done on purpose by the Democrats, folks. They know they have the majority of their people, 75-80% have voted already. But this is their MO, modus operandi, like we say in law enforcement. This is their MO. They're going to make sure that we have the worst problems, okay, on election day. They're going to make sure of that. And they're good at that, folks. I talked to some people in Maricopa County in Phoenix, Arizona. They had several Republicans to walk off the line because they were frustrated. And I read this text from one of my cousins who were voting in Phoenix, and she, it took about an hour for her to be able to vote because of the fact that the ballot sheet, the machines wouldn't take it. So they wanted her to leave it, and they said they'll do it afterwards, and she said, no way, no way. She waited, okay? And they finally got it done. Now, folks, let me tell you something. When you vote early, you don't have problems with the machines. You don't have problems with lines. You don't have those problems, okay? So we're telling people in Georgia right now, they have early voting, which started today, folks. Monday. It started yesterday. We are telling our people to get out and vote now. Get out and vote before next Tuesday, okay? Because, in my opinion, when people go to vote in these urban settings, you're going to have some problems with those machines or something. There are going to be problems. So we're encouraging Republicans, independents, to get out and vote now in Georgia. Get out and vote. We have to play the same games as the Democrats do, okay? We have to do that. We have to beat them at their own game. And that's what this is all about, okay? Beating them at their own game. In the urban setting, urban cities, they wiped us out this year, this month, on the last election. We should have had Congress by at least 35 or 40 seats, okay? I think we've got 10 or 12 seats because those folks in the urban cities took those seats, So we have to play their game, okay? We have to. If they're good at it. They're good at it. But I tell you what, after this commercial break, we're studying this. We know. We've peeped their whole card. We know how they won the last election and 2020 election. So we're going to stop that, folks. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, welcome back. I am George Williams, your host, and we are on a mission. Just like when I was in the military or when I was a federal agent, we were on a mission. So now I'm behind the mic. We're on a mission, folks. We're definitely on a mission. And let's continue with this, and we'll get back to what we had just said earlier during the before the first break from Dick Morris. And Dick has got some more thoughts for us. And it's very important, folks, so please listen up to Dick Morris. Here he is.
The media, inspired by the Democrats, is trying to spread the idea that Trump has faded in the Republican primary and that people are looking to DeSantis and even Nikki Haley as a possible alternative. But the fact is that Trump still dominates the Republican primary by a huge margin. The latest Emerson poll of Republican primary voters shows that Trump has 55%, followed by DeSantis at only 25%. A 30-point lead, and then everybody else is in single digits. So don't fall for the Democratic propaganda that Trump is fading, that the Republicans are losing interest in him, that he's so yesterday, that the prosecution will derail him. Trump is going to get this nomination, and Trump is going to win this election. To find out how, read my book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And by the way, hint, it's the cover is red, so you don't have to rewrap it for Christmas.
All right, Dick Morris again, folks. And I'm glad we played that for you because in 2016, after my fiance Sharon, who used to answer the phone when we had our other show here, Your Point of View, she passed away from lupus. So my children encouraged me and persuaded me to go back down to South Florida, which I did. And after being there 2.5 years, I lost my visa, so I came back to Alabama, where I was born. L.A., Lower Alabama, folks. But anyway, while I was there for those 2+ years, I was part of Governor DeSantis' team. And I recall him saying all the time how he appreciated President Trump, who talked him into becoming governor. He was a congressman at that time. And when President Trump at that time came to Tampa, a group of us were invited to go with governor, not governor then, congressman or candidate, DeSantis to Tampa. And we were fortunate because we were his guests, and President Trump came down to encourage DeSantis, and he won. And so this thing that the Democrats are presenting, and some Rhino Republicans are doing the same thing, because I've seen a sign here that says DeSantis 2024. Now, Governor DeSantis has already said he's not going to run. And he's thinking about Florida. That's what he's thinking about now. So, but the media keep trying to pit DeSantis against Trump. Let me tell you something. Trump is DeSantis' godfather, if you ever want to call it that, okay? I know that to be a fact. DeSantis will never run against Trump. Never. Now, what we're hoping, folks, is that they have made an agreement whereby DeSantis will be chosen by candidate Trump to run as his vice president. Now, we are hoping that, okay? That is a ticket that cannot be beat or will not be beat, in my most humble opinion. As such, once President Trump's term is up in 4 years, DeSantis will run as the president, and he will win. So we could have 8 years with DeSantis and 4 years with Trump, but he will get that 4 years experience as the vice president, folks. And that's what we're hoping for. But please don't listen to this lying media regarding the friction between former President Trump and Governor DeSantis. There ain't no way, folks, ain't no way that is going to happen. So, and you rhinos out there, you got to stop pushing this, okay? Because you're going to lose. You are going to lose. So it's very important not to listen to the media, because it's hard for me to believe what they say. It is hard for me to believe. I mean, we know things are not true, or they will not print something against the Democrats. They'll print it against the Republicans, okay? They'll print it against the Republicans. But what have they printed about Hunter Biden? What have they printed? What have they printed about Schumer encouraging Democrats or their supporters to go to the Supreme Court justice home and demonstrate? They don't put that in the paper. They don't play it on TV. We're talking about media, both print and television. They don't put that on TV. Okay, or Maxine Waters, when she was talking about, going against the Republicans, the demonstrators, go and demonstrate in front of their faces and all that. So they didn't do that. Most of that was on Fox or Newsmax. It was not on CNN, Clinton News Network, or MSLSD, or none of those, okay? So this is the situation. And they can talk about January 6th, but they can't talk about 6 months before, when the cities were being burnt down by the Black Lives Matter or the Antifa. You don't hear nothing about that. You hear about the January 6th, okay? And they're saying the insurrection, the coup they're trying to... Well, I've been involved as a witness in coups in South America and Africa. And coups don't happen without guns, folks. These people didn't come with guns. They didn't come to take over the government. They came to illustrate their frustration about what was going on. Okay? Most of them were let in by the police. So this wasn't no coup or insurrection. It was not. I would like to see what will happen after our folks, when we take over the Congress. When we take over the Congress in January, okay? I would like to see what happens. Because we're going to be holding a lot of hearings. A lot of hearings. And this is going to be a lame duck administration. Democratic. Just like when Obama was the last 2 years with Obama. We control things, the Senate. And he couldn't do anything. Okay? That's why Biden is trying to hurry up and get this bill now. Because after January, they can't do it. They've got to come to us, to the Republicans, to get any bills passed. And one House can't pass a bill without the other. I mean, if Congress passed a bill, then the Senate will have to pass that bill too. And if the Senate passed a bill, then the Congress have to pass it. Okay? So you get a bill like today, the Senate passed a bill to authorize negotiating with the railroad to head off the potential strike that's gonna happen, I think, next week. And the Congress will probably do the same thing. Okay? So both houses have to pass a bill. One cannot. The only problem I have with the Senate is that they can appoint new judges. And it's up to the Senate, not the Congress, to be involved with federal judges, meaning the federal district court judge, federal appeals court judges, or the Supreme Court. It's strictly up to the Senate. So that's worrisome in my mind. That's why, folks, we got to get out and we've got to support Herschel Walker. We need that vote. We need him to be in office. So if you have any relatives in Georgia, I know I do. I've already talked to them. And they started voting yesterday in Georgia. Don't wait for Election Day, Republican. Don't wait. Vote tomorrow. Okay? You got all week to vote. All week. And I don't know if they're open on Saturday, but you've got all week to vote early. So vote early. Don't wait for Election Day, folks, because the Democrats are, they're going to be up to something. Okay? They're always trying to discourage the Republican voters, independent voters, from waiting in the line. And how do you do that? Well, this machine broke down, this ballot can't be counted, et cetera, et cetera. They have all kind of excuses. So Georgians, get out and vote. Get out and vote starting tomorrow, okay? We've had 2 days of early voting. So get out and vote. And we will be back after these messages, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks. We are back. We are back. We are on a mission. And mission one, priority is Georgia. We need that Senate seat vote. So if you have relatives or friends in Georgia, tell them to get out and vote starting tomorrow. It was open yesterday, early voting, and today, and it's going to be open all week. So we've got to get out and vote, and we've got to outwit the Democrats because, you know, they have their people voting. That's orientated into their minds, all right? Now, how can we compete with the Democrats? How can we be smarter than they? There are several ways. One, during the upcoming legislative session in Alabama, which starts on in March, this upcoming March, we start our legislative session, our House and Senate in Montgomery. Now, one thing, and I've talked to a few of the senators and representatives, one bill they want to pass, and they will, is voting along party lines, such as in Florida. Okay, when you register to vote in Florida, you have to register as a Republican or Democrat. Those are the two parties. People will say, "What about independents?" Two parties: Republican, Democrat. Okay, and when you vote, you will get. It will be on the list, and you will get your ballot automatically. The way it works now, folks, is you register to vote in Alabama. You don't have to claim a party, okay? But when you go to the primary to vote, you will tell those folks at the intake section whether you report voting Republican or Democrat, and they'll give you whatever ballot, okay? Now, we've had a lot of problems. We've had problems, folks, even in Alabama, where in the urban settings, okay, where we've had black folks to go into those voting stations, and the people, some of them would give them a Democratic. They said, "No, I don't want no Democratic ballot. I want a Republican ballot." "Oh, no, you don't need that. You don't need that." That was big. That was very big, folks. Okay. And in order to outwit that and stop it, I agree that we should vote in the primary along party line. A lot of controversy over this last election. A governor's race, the U.S. Senate race, about Democrats voting for Republicans in this last election that we had. Okay, in the primary election. A lot of controversy. So in order to nip that in the bud, once we register along party lines, okay, then a Democrat can't vote in the Republican race, and a Republican can't vote for a Democratic candidate. So it's strictly by party lines. And I agree with that. Now, people ask, what about independents or libertarians? I'm sorry, folks. You must register in one of those two parties in order to be able to vote in the primaries. Now, in the general election, that's different. Everybody gets the same ballot, okay, in the general election. And you vote for whomever you wish. Simple. But the problem has been the primaries, where the Democrats, if they don't like a candidate or if they don't like this Republican against this Republican, they'll tell their people, "Well, you vote for this Republican." Okay. A lot of controversy. You can only imagine how much controversy we had in the last primary in Alabama. So in order to stop that and nip it in the bud, I support party registration along the party lines. If you're a Democrat, you register as a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you register as a Republican. And when you vote in the primary, you vote Republican or you vote Democrat, whichever party you registered for. And I think that'll stop all of this controversy about Democrats interfering in the Republican election. So I tell you, folks, it was bad. It was bad. So those are my thoughts on that. Okay? And what else should we have our legislatures do during the upcoming 2023 session? Well, another thing is maybe we should have early voting in Alabama. Maybe we should. Just like in Florida. Folks, we've got to follow the Florida example. Okay? The Florida example. They had early voting, and they have voting by party line. Now, when I first went to Florida, although we had the governor, Rick Scott, there, we had a lot of problems with the Democrats in the urban counties. Palm Beach County, Broward County, Miami-Dade County, and several. But you know what the governor did when he got sworn in? And I was with him the night he got sworn in Tallahassee. That next day, he fired about five of those campaign chairmen, campaign or election supervisors in those counties, and he put his own in there. Okay. As a result of that, now the Democrats had more registered Democrats in Florida at that time than we had registered Republicans. Now, for this past election in Florida, we had about 300 more thousand Republicans who had registered than Democrats. Okay. So Governor DeSantis, a brilliant man. And you know what? He had guts. He had guts. He stood up to them. He stood up to the Democrats in Florida. And he got rewarded for it. Okay? And that's why he is behind President Trump in all the polls. In all the polls. That's why. That's why. So I am an advocate for re-registering everybody in Alabama, WAMO, by party affiliation. Now, the Libertarians, they want to become a major party in Alabama. And in this last election, in order to qualify for 2024, they had to receive 20% of the votes in Alabama. Well, folks, they didn't. They did not. So the only two main parties in Alabama are the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Okay? So when we re-register everyone, and the bill should be passed. It should be passed. The only concern was, would the governor sign it? And I think she will. I think she will sign the bill once it's passed by the Alabama House and the Alabama Senate. So that was the only concern. But once that bill is passed, that's it. That's it. And we're hoping that they, at the same time, will pass another bill to start early election in Alabama, just like Florida. Just like Florida. You know, maybe 2 weeks early election. That way, our Republicans or independents, they can get out and they can vote. We can vote instead of the last day. Because they had a lot of problems in Alabama also, folks. Even though we're a Republican state, we had problems in those urban settings. And several people called me to complain about what was going on. But the major problem in the primary was Black Republicans, not the workers, not wanting to give them Republican ballots to vote in the primary. Okay, that was it was a major problem 4 years before, and 2 years before that, and we worked on that when I was the senior vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. We worked on that to prevent it, and so it's not that bad here. It's bad in other places. Let me tell you, I'm talking to folks all over in several states. They still have a lot of problem. And in Michigan, I was talking to one of my colleagues in Michigan, a Black Republican, who was the vice chair of the Republican Party in Michigan. He was telling me about, they've passed new laws now that you don't need ID card to vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, folks, come on. Come on. How are you going to register somebody to vote without an ID or not knowing where they were born? Our Constitution states, in order to vote, you must be a U.S. citizen. That's in every election, okay? Every election. Now, we have to ask ourselves questions. And one, the number one question, why are the Democrats against ID to vote? The NAACP, which is one of the biggest surrogates for the Democratic Party, when they have their meetings, their national conference, guess what? You've got to show a picture ID, NAACP. You've got to show an ID, a photostat, static ID. But yet and still, when it comes to voting, it's voter suppression. It's voter suppression. And folks, they've used that so often. They use that. It's a common thing for them. But tell me, who in America, okay, in America, that's a United States citizen, cannot vote? Who? Where? Where? You have to show proof that you're a citizen. Why not? Why not? You go to the bank, you have to show proof that you are who you say you are. So this thing about voter suppression, yeah, it's voter suppression. We're suppressing those who want to vote illegally. Non-U.S. citizen. Yep, you darn right we're doing it. We're suppressing you. Because under our Constitution, which you Democrats are trying to get rid of, okay, you foreigners who come into America, you want us to get rid of our Constitution like you got rid of yours, and the military and with coups got rid of the Constitution, rewrite their own Constitution. We're not going to do that, folks. We're not going to do it, Democrats. Okay? That's what you want to happen. But under our Constitution, it states you must be a United States citizen. And you got to prove it. We're not going to take your word for it. Are you kidding me? We're not going to take your word. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are continuing on our mission here. And one of the questions that were asked of me is, how much money have the Democrats received from foreign countries? To support their campaign, and I really don't know, but I know there was a lot of talk about that regarding the Democrats using cryptocurrency and all of that, you know, bringing it in. George Soros, you know, he's spending a lot of money on the Democrat. Bloomberg. When he came to Alabama, he left, what, $5 million, I think, with the Democratic Party with to help in their campaign. You know, there's a lot of money. A lot of money going into Georgia right now. A lot of money. And the big question that I have, and I've been talking to Republicans in several states, is how do we nip it in the bud, the allegations of cheating by the Democratic Party, especially in the urban setting? How do we nip it in the bud? One thing, folks, we have to do, we have to make sure in these urban districts, we have to make sure that we have Republican monitors and Republicans working at the polls, okay? Because in most of those polls, polling stations, you have Democrats working. And in some cases, from what I've heard, some of those Democrats are working for candidates also. Okay? So to whom will their loyalty be? All right? That's a simple question. If some of them are working for the candidates, for the Democratic Party, okay? I'm talking about workers now. I'm not talking about observers. I'm talking about workers. These are the folks that the intake, they take you, bring you in, and they look and make sure you qualify to vote. A lot of them are Democrats. So we need a lot of folks to work doing in those polling stations, not just observe, but we need you to work, okay? If where the intake table is, where they verify that you're eligible to vote, we need a Republican on one side and a Democrat on the other, or whomever else. But we need a Republican at that table, folks. Okay? That's what we need. Also, what we need to do is when we have our watchers in those polling stations, they need to look at every machine and make sure it's zeroed out. Okay? Zeroed out. The zeros before the first person vote, those numbers are all zeros. Because we've heard that sometime ballots go in and those numbers are off. Okay? They're not zeroed out. So we need to stop that. We need to stop that. Also, ballot sheets. The ballot sheet should be delivered to the polling station that morning. Not that night before. Not the night before. That morning of the election. Okay? That morning of the election. They should not be delivered the night before or the day before. The morning of the election. And they should be counted. Now, after the polls are closed, you look at how many people were authorized to vote versus how many ballots you have in the machines. Okay? If 300 people voted at that polling station, there should be 300 ballots. There should be 300 ballots. They should be equal. They should be equal. And I'm saying this for a reason, and I don't want to disclose everything that we found out, but we must make sure that the folks who authorize folks to vote in that booth, that they are not pulling any hanky-panky. We must make sure of that, folks. We must. So the best way to make sure of it is you keep your eyes on the intake table, okay? And you make sure you count the, look at the machines, make sure it's all zeroed out right across, straight across. All zeros before the first person vote. And make sure that we are not intimidated by the Democrats in that polling station. I know in Mobile, a couple of people went in as Republican poll watchers, and they were told to sit over in the corner. Okay? And that happened in Mobile during the last election, which is this month. They had them sitting in a spot where they couldn't observe, you know, maybe part of it. But this is a no-no. We cannot be intimidated by the Democrats, folks. We cannot be. I don't care if we have to get off-duty Republican officers to work polling station so that they are not intimidated by these Democrats. Now, we've had Ms. Jones, Letitia Jones, who come on, And she led a group of young college students to in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and in Georgia. And after the 2020 election, they were verifiers. And guess what? The Democrats wouldn't even let them in while they were verifying, counting the votes. They would not even let them in. These are Democrats. These are black Democrats. They wouldn't allow these black Republicans in so that they can verify the vote. Unbelievable, folks. These things happen. And you hear the media talk about, well, nothing has become of it. Well, tell me something. How many court cases have you heard? How many prosecutors have prosecuted these people? Not too many, folks. That's the least thing they want to do. If you got Democratic prosecutors and the Democrats are committing these acts, prosecuting is not mandatory. Okay? It's not mandatory. So we've got to nip it in the bud, folks. We've got to get some guts like Governor DeSantis and confront the Democrats at their own game. And we've got to nip it in the bud, as Bunny Fights would say on the Andy Griffin Show. This is so important. This is very important. If not, we're not going to win another election, national election. They're already getting us in the urban cities, in these counties. Jefferson County, Alabama, Birmingham. Okay? We don't even have any Republicans. I think we got maybe one. In Jefferson County, largest, most populated county in Alabama, they've taken away all. I've voted all our people out in Jefferson County. Okay? Our judges, they voted them out. Our sheriff, other county officers, they voted them out. So we've got to get some nerves, folks. All right? And before we go off the air, we got about another minute. Get out. Call people, folks. Let's get Herschel Walker elected. I can't overemphasize that, folks. We've got to get him elected. Okay? This is so important. This is a matter of life and whatever. Debt? I guess so. Okay? The Democrats, they don't want America to be like America used to be. They want it all changed. They want it all changed. And that's why they keep talking racism, racism, racism. That's why. I don't want that to happen. A lot of us. That's why we are Republicans. And that's why we're going to fight them. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Until next week. Until then, Vicon Dales, everyone.